Hello everyone, this is That Damn Pipsqueak bringing you yet another set review. Right now we'll be looking at Iken, made by ChembeQ. Once again, all my same disclaimers from the last two podcast episodes apply to this one. I'm not going to be commenting on every card. I'll be commenting on a wide variety of things that I think make cards both interesting or unappealing, and really trying to break down my thought process. I think the first thing I would comment is that its art style is very distinct and different from other MSE sets, especially MSEM sets. And honestly, in a way for me, that is a slight, dock against it. It's really impressive that ChembeQ was able to, you know, find all of this art, but a lot of it, is art that doesn't feel perfectly fitting on Magic cards. You know, there's more photos or kind of surrealist images, which I'm not going to get too into it. I won't comment on the specific cards, but that's just like a thing that I noticed. So All Saints Nuncio is relatively interesting. Two mana for a creature that doesn't die to on Wanderlust Void Flare is a fine baseline. The fact that this then swings into a better Banisher Priest is kind of exciting. I don't think it'll make White Weenie a thing, but it might help. The other thing that's notable about this set is it has Harmony in it, which is interesting because Heirloom does as well, which is a set that's legal in this. Scrolling through. I don't think Austere Gaucho is particularly playable, but maybe it is. It's Ismaru adjacent. So Citizen Militia is something I heard a little bit of buzz about. I am unconvinced that this type of anthem is playable in this format. It's a powerful anthem, but I don't think existing Citizen things, even with this set, are particularly powerful. Future sets are unlikely to add more Citizen Tribal, and on top of both those things, it just, the bar for anthems in MSEM is really high. You're usually better off just developing your board more, like putting more creatures into play. Descamisado Angel is actually very powerful. So its base stats are good. The Harmony is powerful, but the Harmonized trigger is a little bit rough. But the good news is Harmony doesn't work that way. If you have Descamisado Angel and you've dumped half your deck into your graveyard, and you have a bunch of cheap Harmony creatures, they can all chain out of your graveyard. So that's kind of exciting. I'm not sure if it's good enough to be playable, but it's exciting. Fae Reflection is probably playable. Art-wise, it feels a little bit weird in the set. Like, the guy looks kind of Egyptian. But being able to turn any of your artifacts into an O-ring, actually, no, this is not playable. It requires too much effort. One thing that's appealing about it is you can tutor it with anything that tutors auras, so that's kind of maybe a niche use case. But since it's an aura, it really sets you up to get 2-for-1 if someone destroys the artifact it's on. I'm not convinced that the way Veterancy works with Huaso Mountaineer works, i.e. when you level it up, it gains you 2 life. I guess that's the same way that All Saints Nuncio works. Never mind. I misremembered. Libertango looks like it's meant to be playable. I do not think it is playable. It's like It is a card that was printed in a Commander product, albeit one that didn't make Tanguites. But 4 mana for a removal spell that creates a couple of bodies just isn't where I want to be. Lontanahu Colonel, however, absolutely is. This is a very powerful one drop for Soldier Tribal. So one white for a 1/1 buffs all their soldiers you control. Moraian Missionary doesn't strike me as playable, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone could find a powerful thing worth doing with it. Similar to Recruitment Drive, I think it's very easy to turn that into, well, now it only procs on your end step. Yeah, I know. Probably not. Ooh. Transported by Music. Don't love that art on a Magic card, but it feels very powerful. Repeated flickering of things anytime you pull an enchantment enters battlefield under control feels very abusable. It's like Skybind, but notably, it doesn't, like, it can't hit non-creature permanents, but could also hit enchantment creatures. I don't know. I think the card has, I would need to look into it, but I feel like you can do some busted things with it. Continuing to scroll. Okay, that's all the white creatures. None of the blue creatures are particularly appealing so far. Oh, Kovilu, is a very powerful effect. The main problem is it's slightly hard to cheat out. You know, it seems like a pretty good target to cheat out with a Eureka type effect, but it's not a good reanimation target. Although since it's not a replacement effect, it's a trigger, you can do some stupid things there. Forbidden Treasure is a nice bit of tech, but I don't think it'll see much outside of sideboard play. Malicious Light being a strictly better remove soul is noteworthy. I could see a world in which it sees play, but I don't think it's likely. Omen is 2 mana Ponder, which feels very weird to me. I think this is more playable than 2 mana Brainstorm. I could see myself registering this, but I have a slight addiction to Ponder, so not necessarily a good sign. Pampa Expedition is actually really powerful. There's a card, Focus Thoughts, that I have looked at and almost convinced myself to run multiple times before in MSEM. This is that, but instant speed. Right? Yeah, puts you up. Oh, no, I suppose Focus Thoughts is draw three, put one back. Let's see. Focus Thoughts. Yeah, draw three, then put one back. So Pampa Expedition is less nuts than I thought it was. Yeah, that card's not very good. Sorry. Disregard everything Pasta I said. Provincial Ornithologist, probably not. It's an interesting card, but I think MSEM is a little bit too fast and brutal for it. I don't think Rayan's Insight works as written because you don't reveal the cards in your hand that you shuffle in, or at the very least, you'll only draw off the cards in your graveyard. I don't think it's playable. I think all the Rayan cards are just overcosted, which is fine, but means none of them are going to see play. Secret Burial is a marginally better version of Search for Meaning, which I think is an exciting card. So that's a plus. I don't think Shirt Well Father is particularly good. Or, again, all of these are in the context of MSEM. Universal Deluge is very interesting. I don't know if why it's a as it enters rather than when it enters. I feel like you can abuse that card by like flickering it repeatedly. I'll be curious to see what people do. It seems powerful. And Kameon's Will is very bad. Buy Ahead is also not good. It's one of those cards where it is one mana interaction, which is kind of exciting, but we kind of have too many edicts to justify running more edicts, i.e., people are really good at finding ways to beat edict decks, and losing life is not where control decks want to be. Council of the Majority feels like it could be very powerful in like an 8-rack style deck. The fact it both enables itself and drains your opponent is very good. Continue to scroll. Still not good. Elder Warlock seems like it could be fine. It is a gray ogre, but if you get to swing with it, resurrect something and then does it again, which is quite powerful. Gilberto's Groupies seems weird. I don't think there's currently a shell for it, but doing this with like playing this alongside Zetla and looting effects feels like it could be very cool. Grim Fandango is a card worth keeping your eyes on. I don't think it's great, but I think if there's a Harmony deck, the fact it is a synergistic card that also is a borderline playable card on its own, definitely is worth keeping in mind. Hungering Abomination beats Midrange Mirrors, but I don't think that's really where you need to be. Last Tango is really whack. It's very abyss-like. Pretty sure you can do some really busted things with this card. Luisson Lynching combos with all of the creatures we have that enter with a bunch of -1/-1 counters. It's redundancy for Harriet. It's worse on its own, but redundancy for Harriet is a kind of scary thing. That's not appealing. State Determined Reprint is kind of neat. Wekufei's Meddling is a very powerful effect. 2-mana Mind Draw is great. The fact you lose 2 life isn't a relevant downside. So, excellent. I would definitely jam that. I'm pretty sure if you can. I'm pretty sure Apocalyptic Cherufei is absurd. I guess the fact it. Oh, wow. Okay, no, it keeps grabbing them every single time it attacks. Yeah, this card's nuts. Bring it back, reanimate it or cheat it out, swing that turn, immediately cast a bunch of cantrips, and then a cheat out effect again to cheat out another creature. Yeah, that card's nuts. That is, like, mildly terrifying, actually. Gaucho Bravado is also a powerful card. The fact that this is a red double strike granter is fantastic. This is also way better than Assault Strobe. One mana to get double strike and cantrip is just nuts. Infernal Beverage also feels like you can do some dumb things with it. Instant Speed, potentially very large growing, is always appealing. I think this card is like not the most nuts thing ever because you need like four lands in your graveyard before it becomes better than giant growth type effects, but you can get that. Mudland Rogative is so busted. I was already playing the DYA ritual, which was pretty much the same as this. Getting to run eight copies of that effect is just so gross. Relentless Assault reprint's kind of neat. I don't think you can do anything dumb with it in this format, but it's kind of neat. I like a short Landmaker. I don't know how good it is, but it's very cool. Wildfire reprint is also kind of exciting. I don't think it's great in MSEM, but it's exciting certainly. Oh, also Bessie's here. Gotta love Bessie. Oh. Batal Muhida's boon feels like you can do broken things with it. I obviously don't know Landstorm, and this probably requires more steps than Landstorm, but the fact that you can turn life gain into mana makes me feel like you can do something dumb with it. I don't know if you have any lands that you can tap to gain life. I hope not. But that'd be one of the places I'd look. Chieftain's Curse doesn't work as written. It's also not in Pi. So that probably would have to get changed for this set. That's not an effect I want mono green to have in this format. Culebron's Nest is weird. So the like play pattern is you play this as a 5-drop, then you exile your graveyard and make a bunch of 6/6 worms. I don't think that's better than Roll, but I think you could find some use for it. Oh, Fecundity. That's a really exciting reprint because that card can do some really dumb combo things, where you can just like chain through your deck. Heartbeat of Eiken is nuts, just like actually nuts. It's a one mana Lotus Cobra, because we have fetches that can't be removed. Wow, you can do so many powerful and really stupid things with that card. You go turn one that off a fetch land, turn two fetch land, crack fetch land, four drop, turn two four drop. Oof. Quintano also feels very powerful. Ramunap Excavator on a cheaper creature that also prevents people from wiping your graveyard. And in addition to that, also stops people from reanimating things. Yeah, that's nuts. Mapu-Velu, which is the green god, feels close to as good, if not better, than the blue god, just because it's so much easier to just do tons of nonsense via cheating out a bunch of permanents. If you can cheat this out, you probably hit a couple other threats. So that scares me mildly. Tretronomoon Augur Field Stub. So it's effectively a zero mana creature that can immediately cash in one of your other creatures for mana. I would need to look around to find creatures where their mana cost is less than their actual mana cost, like creatures where with cost reduction mechanics or things that you could spend 2 mana on that actually cost 5 mana, because you can do so much busted stuff with this card. This is the sort of thing that, even though I don't know how to use it, I'm sure the people that do know how to use it can find some very scary things to do. Regional Dance is also very scary. So 4 mana ramps you every turn, which is slow, but notably it can find utility lands. Kind of whack. Right, Bessie Lethargic. And Bessie Lethargic does not feel particularly powerful. Like, you plus one, your opponent has to attack her, because if they don't, she immediately goes to 10 loyalty, and then immediately turns all your lands into 6/6 worms. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so you do... What? Okay, so I thought she wasn't powerful, but then I actually did the math. How this card plays is, if you don't answer my 4-drop, and by answer, I mean specifically... Oh, wait. Sorry, hold on. What the card's text says and the Planeswalker's text differs. The Planeswalker's text says doubles her loyalty if she hasn't been dealt damage, and has a way worse -2. The card says... +1, basically punish her for attacking you, a better -2. So I don't actually know how to evaluate this card, because I don't know which the correct version is on Plane Sculptors. I could check the version I've been shared, but I just don't have that on hand right now. So I'm going to focus on... I'm just going to say I can't evaluate this. I don't think the image is playable, and I don't think the text is balanced. So if it's the text, that card needs to be nerfed, and it's the image, it doesn't need to be nerfed, but it's not particularly good. Unless I'm undervaluing -2, discard a card, make a 6/6 worm, and then try to do it again next turn. Bessie's Broodling, on the other hand, actually seems playable. I don't know if it's great, but it's playable, since 2 mana 4/4 is definitely an exciting stat line, and having to discard a land card isn't that bad. Jake Gilberto is interesting. The fact that plus one works on mana abilities feels kind of dubious to me in terms of pie stuff. Plus one working with fetch lands is kind of exciting. -2 is interesting, but I don't think particularly powerful. And -4, also just interesting. I don't know how to use this card, but it's neat. I'm sure someone's gonna be into it. And there's probably some stupid combo I haven't thought of. I don't think Frayne, Notorious Outlaw, is a particularly playable card. Forbidden Ritual is very interesting. I think this looks very close to an instant speed destroy target non-land permanent, because it's so easy to get a bunch of cards in your graveyard in this format. Yeah, that card's very powerful. That'd be an exciting reason to go bug for control, which we need more of. The Queen of the Shorts is busted. Turning all of your scries into draws just completely breaks all of the costing of scry. Yeah. Mandalia the Gaucha is really hype. She feels very, very powerful. That minus eight is super scary, and coming down immediately, regrowing a card, and then just ulting is a really scary play pattern. I think the card's exciting and very cool. Rayan feels very hard to flip, but she's a 2-mana 3/3, and the flip is just nuts. No other way to say it. The fact that a plus two either it just repeatedly cheats things out. The minus one is a decent removal spell that hits any permanent. And the minus six pretty much wins you the game if you activate it. Like, that's a card that's worth keeping an eye on. I don't know how you utilize it, but you should be able to. Wait, what? So Short's Manipulation is a 3-mana draw 2 at instant speed, which is fine, but it also impulse draws the other two. That's nutty. Silver City Night Queen is a 2-card combo with Sadistic Indulgence. If you do Sadistic Indulgence and play Silver City Night Queen, you can kill your opponent as long as you have no less than half their life. A lot of the artifact art stands out to me as weird. Not great. Kamahuito Horn feels good. It's an exploration for 2 mana, but it's an artifact, so any deck can run it, and it has additional potential synergies. Chamamul Tombstone is extraordinarily powerful. 1 mana exile all graveyards is great in the context of Rayan, and is also just a good sideboard card. Like, this is better than the Villains of the Soul Gate, which I've been using a bunch. Possibly to the extent that it should not be 1 mana. Forgotten Bell is very interesting. On surface, it's just a Temple Bell, but the fact you can cast from your graveyard, I think, probably opens you up to doing some really stupid stuff. But I'm not sure what it is. What that dumb stuff entails. Slaughterhouse's art is definitely whack on a Magic card. I like the flavor of it. I don't think it's good, obviously. All right, now we're down to lands. Batu. Sorry, Buta Mahuida Scream. So, entering tapped unless you control a basic island is kind of annoying, but you already run a bunch of basics for your check lands. So, in that case, it's an untapped blue land that has the Academy Ruins ability effectively, where it replaces draws with returning an artifact card. Or gives all artifacts in your graveyard dredge 0, if you'd rather think of it that way. This set has bad fetches. I don't like this type of fetch because I don't like the risk of missing. I think that's really awkward. Kaduhil's Vineyards. I don't know how you break this card, but this is the sort of card that feels very breakable. Just finding ways to pay X life, finding ways to lose a bunch of life at once, that sort of thing. You can turn downsides of cards into burn, which is scary as hell. Mirai on Mission does not feel very good, but might be able to just one punch someone out of nowhere. Tanguy Dance Hall is a strictly better version of Vesuva, and most decks should run it because it just enters as a copy of a land you already have, which is usually very good. Unsullied Wald is weird. I don't know how that two mana ability, how its activated ability works. I don't know if it affects if you get put 10 lands into your graveyard at the same time via milling them all or sacrificing all your lands at once. I don't know if it puts them in your hand. Feels like it could potentially draw you a lot of cards. So all in all, my feelings on the set are this has some really, really powerful cards in it. I think like the second half of the cards were much stronger than the first half, based on like kind of my reckoning. But I really don't like the art of this set. I think some of the power level spikes in this set are just uninterestingly powerful because they're so obviously broken. Like I like things such as Forgotten Bell. I think that's a cool design. But like Silver City Night Queen, Schwartz Manipulation, Ryan, those cards are not the types of cards I like. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this review. Next up, I'll be looking at Fields of Gold, and then we'll be finishing with Skyrim World at Warp.